Two brothers, one south, one north. Two brothers, one south, one north, May 28 to 9. I stayed tonight a long time by the bedside of a new patient, a young Baltimorean, aged about 19 years, WSP, 2nd Maryland Southern, very feeble, right leg amputated, can't sleep hardly at all. Has taken a great deal of morphine, which, as usual, is costing more than it comes to. Evidently very intelligent and well-bred, very affectionate, held on to my hand and put it by his face, not willing to let me leave. As I was lingering, soothing him in his pain, he says to me suddenly, "I hardly think you know who I am. I don't wish to impose upon you. I am a rebel soldier." I said I did not know that, but it made no difference. Visiting him daily for about 2 weeks after that, while he lived, death had marked him, and he was quite alone. I loved him much, always kissed him, and he did me. In an adjoining ward I found his brother, an officer of rank, a Union soldier, a brave and religious man, Colonel Clifton K. Prentice, 6th Maryland Infantry, 6th Corps, wounded in one of the engagements at Petersburg, April 2, lingered, suffered much, died in Brooklyn, August 20, 65. It was in the same battle both were hit. One was a strong Unionist, the other Secesh. Both fought on their respective sides, both badly wounded, and both brought together here after absence of 4 years. Each died for his cause.